Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horns with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Unique caught Rhonda searching for Usher online. Rhonda confessed that she still carried guilt for letting Unique's abuser into their lives, and feared that he was still out there, deliberately spreading HIV. Mother and daughter shared an unflinching conversation about stigma, safe sex, and how to protect the people you love using PrEP. Meanwhile, Catalina called James, seeking his intervention in Denzel's declining mental health. James called Denzel to extend an invitation to his youth mentorship program at the community center ground, not as a mentee, but as a mentor. As we return to Morondoy, we're at the hospital with June, Sonny, and Bibi.
June, me thank you for coming with me and Bibi to see the doctor.
It's okay, Sonny. As villagers, we're supposed to support each other.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bibi, how are you feeling?
Nervous.
Everything will be okay. Trust in God, sweetheart.
Me trust in Allah, and myself me not trust.
No self-doubt. Just positive thinking.
Bibi, me and you plan to get old together. That will happen, right?
Sonny, I got to prepare my mind for the worst. No sense I a lie to myself.
Man, me know everything will be okay.
And suppose the doctor say me got cervical cancer. What then?
Whatever is the diagnosis, there will be a way forward.
But me mama not had one way forward, she dead.
Oh, babes, oh.
But to the truth, Sonny.
Your mother's fate will not necessarily be yours, baby.
Babes, the most important thing is that you stay positive.
You know, sometimes it is easy for talk when you're not in the situation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not in your situation. But I just want to encourage you, sweetheart.
Me know, June, me know. Anyway, me gotta go use the toilet. Give me 1 second.
All right. Not take too long. The doctor got ready for you just now.
Sonny, I see you're stressed.
Man, June, me hardly asleep.
I understand. It's a difficult situation, but you must think about your health too, you know. You're a diabetic, and stress is not good for you.
I know, June. I know.
Look, whatever happens with Bibi, she has a village to support her. You will have a village around you too?
I just hope it's nothing. I can't imagine life without Bibi. We're supposed to go before she. And not the other way wrong.
Life, eh?
Yeah.
It can be so mysterious. The fact that we all will be gone one day.
Me accept that. But me know why my wife got before me.
Do you pray, Sonny?
Well, not really. Me not even been at altar for years now.
Okay.
And you know, Bibi is Muslim. I noticed these last couple of years, she's been practicing more and more.
That's good. We all need to hold on to something. I think it helps to keep us sane.
Maybe I should start going back to temple more.
That wouldn't hurt.
I know.
There is so much mystery in this world.
Tell me about it, June. Tell me about it.
You know, maybe when we close our eyes, there is some kind of enlightenment.
As Hindus, we don't believe that death is the end of life, but a transition, you know? We believe that the soul is immortal.
I see.
We believe that the soul transitions into another physical body.
Reincarnation?
Yes, yes. The soul continues to be reborn until it attains spiritual perfection.
Makes sense.
You know, the ultimate goal is to break the cycle and achieve liberation or union with Brahma.
Brahma is God in Hinduism?
Yes, the God of creation, the supreme, the divine, the formless one.
I see.
You know, talking like this, it make me miss being a practicing Hindu. Me think me can forget back on my altar.
Yes, religion gives hope.
Me and Bibi need all the God we can have right now.
Prayers always help.
Bibi taking a little long for come back, you know.
You think I should go and check on her?
Yes. Thanks, June.
All right. I'll be back.
Okay. Lord, please, let everything be okay with my wife. Please.
Sonny, I can't find Bibi. She wasn't in the washroom.
What?
She's not in there.
All right, June. Let me call your phone. Maybe she gone out for buy water or something.
Right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Number gone straight to voicemail?
What?
Watch. Let me try again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Same thing?
Oh my.
Watch my hand, June. Let me go outside and see if she's out there.
I don't see Bibi anywhere, Sonny.
Bibi? Bibi?
Would she go to buy something without telling you?
No. Bibi! Bibi!
Let me go inside and talk to the doctor. I'll check the washroom again.
Bibi! Where you there, girl?
Your call has been forwarded.
Voicemail again? Bibi! Bibi!
Well, Sonny, it's clear that Bibi is nowhere in this hospital. Maybe she went home.
But why Bibi would go home?
Fair. She probably panicked when she went to the washroom.
That not sound good at all. That not sound good.
Maybe we can hang around for another half an hour or so. And then we'll see if she will call or come back.
Man, she gone for over an hour now. After we come all this way?
Don't be hard on yourself, Sonny. We are not in Bibi's shoes. We can only encourage her.
I know, June, I know.
Everybody handles sickness differently.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Bibi not even know if she's sick or if something wrong with she. And at best we find out early.
I agree.
Oh, man. Me just want to know what we're dealing with. If it's anything serious. Me can't stand for see Bibi this way.
I understand how you feel, Sonny. James and I haven't gone through anything like this. But who knows what the future has in store for us.
Bibi? Hey,
Hey, BB. How are you there, girl?
Hi, Sonny. You and June still at the hospital?
Yes, I be still here. I be search this hospital. Tall high and low looking for you, BB.
Hi, BB.
Hi, June. Look, me no want for do it, Namu.
What?
If something wrong with me, me no want for no man.
BB, come on, no man. It's better you know what's going on.
BB, we are here to support you whatever the situation is. You are not alone in this, you know.
Me been there for me, mama. But she dead by herself.
Oh, babes. You, mama, story not gonna be you, man. Come back to the hospital, man. It's where you there.
Me catch one bus and come home, me there, Marundoy.
What?
Listen, me no want to deal with anything like that today, Sonny. If me for dead, me want me last days to be happy. Let me enjoy me life now.
But, BB.
Me go see you when you come home. June?
Yes, BB?
Listen, me sorry for waste your time because you went with Abby. But this is me decision. And me ratify Nanu.
BB, the best thing is to know what is going on with your health.
Me understand you, Zanur. And that is why you got for say. But me making this decision for myself as one woman, this is me choice.
Oh, babes.
Me go see you when you come home, Sonny.
She hung up.
Sonny, this is serious.
Yes, June?
Our next move should be to get her to talk to a counselor.
Me agree. But if BB go be willing?
We won't force her, Sonny. Just a gentle reminder.
Okay.
We have to believe that everything will be okay.
That all me can do, June.
Yes, we have seen...
James!
June!
Hi, darling.
Hey.
What's wrong?
It's been a stressful day. Things didn't go as planned.
I see.
I just need to relax.
A massage would help.
Yes, please.
Okay, just relax.
This feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I needed this.
So what happened?
Something is going on with BB and Sonny, you know. I offered to help today, but things didn't go as planned.
Oh, I see.
James.
What?
Have you ever thought about either one of us dying before the other?
June.
I think we've had this conversation years ago.
And I don't like it.
But James, is the reality?
Well, yes. Honestly, I have.
And?
Well, I hope I go before you.
Hmm?
Most likely you will live a long life. Cecil and Lucille are still alive, and even though they're not your biological parents, that means something.
I guess so.
And your biological mother, Dinah, is in good health.
Look, she takes good care of herself.
My parents have been dead for a long time.
James, if I go before you, will you remarry?
In my old age? What would I do with a new wife in my old age, June?
For companionship.
Hmm.
Will you?
No, I don't think so. Will you?
No.
Okay.
But this whole thing has got me thinking. We have to ensure we enjoy every day that we have left. Life is too short.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.